operating, and then we also allocated those costs. So the first year's rates, I'm not just a straight 15% increase. We allocated those costs to different customer classes based on updated projected demands on the system.
I'm fine. I just sorry. Because sometimes, well, we do that. You know, we justify our spending, and I just wanted to make sure that your added value was really evaluating: should we reduce it or increase it more? And it seems like the work that our staff did was spot on.
Yes. Yes. I was a little skeptical of the 15% when I first jumped in to the study, but as we brought it all together into the financial plan, it really mirrors the projected spending. And, you know, I think obviously your staff has a very good feel for the system.
Because we've been living from hand to mouth for a while. So, I mean, in my experience, I've been here with Sheila probably longer than anyone else. And so it's good to, you know, be sustainable in a way that we can really deliver a quality service. So I appreciate your work.
Well, thank you. And I will also say it is nice to have the lowest rates, but, you know, that follows the life cycle of the infrastructure. And it's not necessarily, you know, at some point, you know, you also want to make sure, you know, as your infrastructure ages, you need to replace it. And that's when you start to need to increase that.
We've had that discussion before.
Yes.
There's no one left on this board who was as proud as the previous members of having the lowest rates in the state for a while.
Wow.
Do you have anything else, Rita?
No. Appreciate your work and good job, Jimmy.
Thank you for having me.
It's my turn.
Oh, yes.
You've forgotten. Sorry. It's the one on the end. So I have two comments, two questions. I want to know, you do have it on the screen. In the financial plan that you have listed there, the 5-year financial plan, does the 2023, there's no indication, I'm looking at the wrong, wait a minute, I have the wrong map here. Here we go. 2324, does that reserve level include our NOP, Jimmy? The debt service for the NOP. So that line does include that.
Yes, we're currently paying back the bonds right now, actively. Right.
And hasn't it sort of been our intention soon to try to buy those down?
Oh, back in April when we presented our projections, the decision was made, or the consensus for the board was, because the yield we were getting from our investments were higher than the interest rate from the bonds, we would continue paying the bonds.
Okay, because I know there's a discussion about...
Correct. The bonds are at a 3.4% interest right now, and we're averaging over, well, we were at the time averaging over 5% on our yield on our investments. So it didn't make sense at that time to pay off the bonds.
And WIFIA and the state revolving are also very low.
Yes. Well. SRF is 0.9% and WIFIA is 1.9%.
My other question has to do with year 26, 27, I guess it is, where you talked about spending down the reserves. Why are we spending down reserves?
Oh, and maybe it's 23, 24. That is when the...
Oh, okay.
And that's just rates are not going to increase until next
July.
Year.
Until July.
Yeah, until July. And right. And there was it's just the scheduled capital projects this year.
Okay. I'm a real bear on reserves.
So if you add another column to the left for fiscal year 22-23, you'll see the dotted black line higher. So okay. We're dropping this current year, and we'll start building it back up again as we go forward.
Right. May I say, this was a really terrific report. I appreciated the brevity and the readability.
Well, thank
for you. People who are not familiar with all the things that are involved in this. Yeah, go right ahead. Sure.
So in this, I'm sure I forgot our discussion around the pension pay down. So is that considered in this or no?
We are on a 10-year pay down schedule, and yes, that is included in this. Now, depending on how much additional reserve we have as we go forward, there could be additional payments on top of our 10-year plan to pay down the pension liability, but that decision can be made at a later time.
Well, and if PERS is doing as well as we did in 22, and they should be actually better, we shouldn't have any major increase in the pension pay down. So thank you, Eric, for the report. Ashley, don't speak so much.
Well, I also thank her for she did a lot of work on the report.
It's a great report. I'm very impressed with this report. I shall keep it. I'm taking it home with me.
Well, appreciate it.
Thank you very much. And you have any questions from us?
No, not at this time. Thank you, though.
All right. So according to my agenda, the Finance and Insurance Committee recommended approval of the rate study and authorizing staff to move forward with the 218 notice process. Is that a motion?
We recommended it to come to the board.
Is that a motion?
Yes.
Thank you. Paul, do you want a second? Are you on finance?
No.
Oh, all right. Somebody over there can second the motion.
Motion.
All right.
I'll second the motion.
It was moved by Director Lee, seconded by Director Stelzman to authorize a recommend approval and authorize staff to move forward with Prop 218. Is that sufficient, Mr. Attorney? You looked at me funny. No, I always get to it. So I have a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Thank you again, Eric and Ashley, for your report. We appreciate
Thank you.
It. You're welcome to stay for the rest of our excited meeting.
We'll have some wonderful food.
There's some vegetables in the other room.
Healthy options.
Appreciate it.
And the dessert is off the hook. I'm sorry. This is so good.
We won't hold it against you if you have to leave. All right. So thank you for coming. Don't forget your raincoats and whatever else you may
have. Safe travels.
I didn't know if that belongs to somebody. Thank you. All right, we'll move on to item 7, Committee Authority Association Reports. And I shall report on construction, if I can get through it. So the construction committee met on December 20 and at 10 o'clock in the morning. And the usual suspects were in attendance. Director Duncan was absent from that meeting, although the record doesn't show that. She was busy in Texas. Yes. And there were no members of the general public present, and therefore no comments. The minutes were approved as presented. Funds 40 and 45 were accepted. And the 10-year R&R and CIP projected costs report. Mr. Halstead presented that report and noted there was one change in Fund 40. $174,000 was added to FY25-26 for the gate and valve replacement project. It will provide for two 18-inch valves that supply the plant with processed water, and will require two plant shutdowns. Total shutdowns? Wow. We accepted that report and moved on to strategic goals tracking. All of the goals in green are ahead of or on time for meeting the goals. And most of the intermediate goals are completed. It was also noted, an important note, that the high frequency footage is currently 10.2% 10.02%, which is 0.2 miles from completion. And that's a yay. Item 8, sewer line replacement and program goal tracking. Also presented by Mr. Halstead. He stated that 23.9 miles of pipe have been installed and 16.1 miles remain to be installed. The district is ahead of schedule on meeting that goal. And I know that Rita agrees with me that we really want to applaud the staff for making this happen ahead of schedule. Item 9, collections project summary sheets. Summary line replacement phase 5 consists of 3.5 miles of work at an estimated total of $6.3 million. Engineer's estimate for construction is $5.5 million. The design is complete, and the committee accepted the report and authorized staff to take the project to the full board for authorization to bid the project in January with an opening in February of 24. As long as we get awards within 10% of the engineer's estimate. I'll get there. Item 9.2, sewer line replacement phase 7, with a project budget of $5.887 million, has been awarded to Andes Construction at the meeting of December 19. The project consists of 3.6 miles of sewer line replacement. And they're all in my neighborhood, by the way. And they've been there for a while. On December 7, the district received a total of 7 bids for the project, as shown in the table below. Andes is the apparent low bidder. Thank you, Mr. Dang. With a bid of $4.917 million, part of the $45 million funds from CWSRF, and WIFI are working towards the 40-mile pipe replacement goal. This is within the 22-23 budget of $20,346,325. And the bids are listed in the agenda. The committee accepted that report. And then 9.3, Eric Castillon presented on the sewer line replacement phase 4 and... Did I get those names mixed up? No, it's Eric and Steve. And Steve presented on the plumbing repairs project. Committee accepted those reports and moved on to sewer line replacement phase 3. This project is substantially complete. Currently, the contractor's working to complete the punch list, as well as closing the encroachment permits with Alameda County, Caltrans, BART, and the City of San Leandro. Committee accepted the report and authorized staff to take the project to the full board for project closeout, and that's on our agenda today, I think. So we'll move on to item 10, the plant battery project. We had a report on the status of that project. We accepted that report and wished everyone a happy holiday and adjourned that meeting in record time at 10:40 a.m. Questions? Yes, ma'am.
I can't believe that Ranger Pipelines, our estimate was $5 million, and they came in at $10 million. What were they looking at?
They don't want the job. Bid them high.
Yeah, we don't engage any of the bidders. But typically, when a contractor throws a bid out like that, they don't need the work and they're just taking a shot at the dark in hopes that they can get the job. If no one else bids, they end up winning the job.
Well, they wouldn't, because it wouldn't come within 10% of our bid.
Right, they would come back to the board and have to revisit whether or not we should rebid or redo the project and so forth.
Yes, Paul.
I'm just looking at the sewer pipeline goals. So with almost 24 miles of pipe already installed, How far ahead are we on schedule? I mean, where do we expect to be at this time? If
I'm going to say we're about 2 or 3, maybe 3 years ahead of schedule right now.
At this point in time, like, I know it's divided into phases, so it's kind of hard to gauge with timelines. So in, as far as miles go, it seems like it would have been like 15 miles rather than 24. Is that
the 40-mile goal includes money we spent prior to obtaining the loans. So the goal is set before we obtain the $50 million. The $50 million only buys you about 30 miles. 10 miles were already previously funded by cash.
But when you consider, Paul, that for probably 10 or 15 years prior to that, we hardly did any work at all here, because they were cash poor, because that's where they wanted to be. And that was the previous board, which is one of the reasons we increased the number of miles to clean up and fix and replace. Right, except Rita and I won.
Are we measuring this goal by miles or by time? What's the metric that we're using to determine our schedule?
By 2030.
By timeline.
By timeline, yeah. Miles on the ground within 10 years.
Questions I have?
Okay. Any further questions? All right. Patience with my voice. Okay. We'll move to the report from Stop Waste, which will also be my report. I'll try to make this as quick and painless as possible. We met on December 20th at 3 p.m. At the office in Oakland. One of the things we did under our consent calendar was to place a new paid agency holiday for Stop Waste of Juneteenth as a paid agency holiday. It was added it was discussed in the P&A committee for quite some time. There was lots of discussion about whether we should take a floating holiday and apply it, or how we were going to do it. But because it's a federal holiday, it passed completely at the board level. But we're going to go back to the P&A committee to talk about exchanging a floating holiday. Because when you consider most agencies, and I have a list of them here, have anywhere from 12 to 16 holidays, reserved holidays, plus anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks vacation, plus the regular days off and floating holidays, you're taking 3 or 4 weeks out of a year's worth of work. So there's going to be more discussion about this, but we did add Juneteenth as a paid agency holiday. And then under the regular calendar, we talked about Stop Waste efforts to make some changes to 1383 on the procurement requirements, some of which don't apply to us, but it was very interesting. They want to increase local government flexibility to reduce local government cost and continue advancing the methane reduction goals in SB 1383. Then we talked about our meeting schedule for next year. And then we don't belong to the Energy Council, but they had a lot of discussion about Stop Waste's role in advancing advocacy for that portion of their meeting. It is a new year, and there's lots of talk about dealing with eating utensils that can be washed and kept reusables. That's what they call them, reusable at all levels of restaurants. So I'll bring that to you hopefully in January. Questions? Okay, then we shall move on to the Operations Committee meeting. That's Director Simon, who's also on that. Who else is on that committee? Paul, do you mind?
That Fred just put me on the spot, didn't he?
You can't read.
I can take care of this.
I bet you can read.
I know you can read.
Oh, we had our Operations Committee meeting on December 21st at 8 a.m. Director Simon called a meeting to order at 8:09. The Ops Manager, Gene Palop, and Maintenance Manager, Joseph McCauley, and Collections Manager, Chris Brown, and the District Engineer, Bill Halstead, were present. No members of the general public were present. We reviewed the Energy Balance and Demand Management Report. And there was an inquiry about whether we could prevent having cost spikes for the cost of natural gas. And I believe that was addressed at an email that General Manager Dang had sent out previously. There was a program that he looked into where you have a front-loaded cost. And because we're projecting to have natural gas prices not increase in the next year, I think General Manager Dang found that it wouldn't have been cost-effective to have pursued that program as opposed to just paying month to month. We reviewed the O&M finances, and it looks like we had a question about the travel and training budgets in the department. It was explained that the funds are used to provide staff training and to send staff to conferences. And of course, when they return from these conferences, they have to debrief about what they had learned from the conference to share with the rest of the group. And then we discussed the O&M finances for the month of November. And we had the overview of operations. And there was another special report about the ammonia-based aeration control. This was a fairly technical report. It's attached if you're interested in reading it. But essentially, it means that they operate the boiler systems are, when they're operated, based upon the ammonia level rather than on the DO level. They can be run less often. By doing this, they can reduce the annual electricity usage by over 440,000 kilowatts and the peak demand by 91,000 kilowatts, resulting in a cost savings of almost $120,000 per year. And that's pretty substantial. And we also received a $66,959 incentive from PG&E for this project. And I think that, they did some further studies on this with different feed trains. As is more technical knowledge. Yeah, as I said, the report is attached if you're interested in reading that. We had staff and director comments, and we adjourned the meeting at 8:37 a.m.
Handing in so quickly.
Problem. Thank you.
Questions?
I have one, and I think this is more directed at Jimmy. Was this one of the options that we had from to reduce our, from NG? Yeah, help me.
I think NG, yeah.
NG. And so great. Great.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So the next item on our agenda is the East Bay Dischargers Report. I think we have two options. First of all, there is an attachment which you can peruse at your leisure. I'm sure you've all already read it. Or we can move his report to the next meeting. What's your pleasure? Well, and I think if there's anything extraordinary to report from EPTA, we can ask him at the next meeting. I don't see any point in moving the entire report since it's already listed on our agenda. So we'll move on from EPTA. Fred did text me and asked me to move the report, but I don't really think there's any need to do that. So we'll move to item 7.5, report from Finance and Insurance, Director Lee.
Thank you, Sheila. Sure. The Finance and Insurance Committee met on Friday, December 22nd at 9 a.m. The meeting was called to order at 9 a.m. In attendance was myself, Director Simon, and General Manager Deng, and Finance Manager Moreno, and also the two, Eric and Ashley from Bartle Wells and Associate. There were no public in attendance, so no comments. Item number four is the wastewater rate study that just went through, so I'm not going to rehash that. We went over our strategic plan goals, report, and KPIs. Everything was in order and on track. We moved forward to the monthly financial statements, and the committee reviewed the statements, investment report, and vendor disbursement report for November 2023. Expenses were on track for the year to date. Ending cash and investments balance on November 30th, 2023 was $11.4 million. Finance Manager Moreno informed the committee that the Alameda County payment of $10.5 million was received in December. We then went on to number seven, which is the sewer rate studies. They are attached among the 13 cities, and you can see in the charts basically where we're at. I believe that items number eight and nine are coming on the agenda, so I probably won't rehash those. And then we went to staff and director comments. General Manager Deng and Finance Manager Marina thanked the committee, myself, and Director Simon for our support. And we thank Bartle Wells for presenting the rate study for the work of the staff and getting the report completed. There was no further business to come before the committee, and we adjourned the meeting at 9:45 a.m. Questions?
Director Stelzman?
How often do we receive payments from the county? Are they monthly, quarterly?
Twice a year.
You pay your property taxes. That's when we get it.
Pretty much. Okay, that makes sense. Thank you.
Sorry about that. You did pay them, didn't you?
I sure did.
Oh, good. So did I.
I don't know about this.
Any other questions? Thank you, Director Lee, for a great report. Item 7.6, I would entertain a motion for approval of committee minutes for entry to the district record.
Director Lee, so moved.
Director Duncan, second.
Thank you. All those, there's a motion and a second. All those in favor say aye. Opposed. And the comments, motion carries. Thank you. Now we're moving on to new business. Item 8.1, authorization to call for bids, sewer collection system pipeline, rehab replacement project phase 5. Can't believe we're already to 5. Mr. Dang.
Yes, they're actually out of order, so it's not chronological. Phases 1 through 5 was for SRF funding, and phases 6 through 10 is WIFIA. We just start with phase 6 first to initiate the WIFIA funding. So long story short, we have 4 phases complete out of the 10. 2 are in construction, and we want to bid phase 5 now or tomorrow after the approval. Phase 5, as you mentioned in the construction committee minutes, is a $5.5 million estimate. Engineer's estimate for construction costs for 3.5 miles of work, and we'd like to put it out on the streets to receive bids.
I remember when we used to get these for $1 million a mile.
It's true.
And what is it, $2 million?
1.5.
And 1.5 for a while.
Of course, I remember when I bought my first car for $2,100 too.
When I joined the board, we were only spending maybe a year.
Yeah.
Go there.
I forgot to mention that was a 67 Ford Mustang for $2,100. Thank you for that report. Questions?
I'd like to make a motion for agenda item 8.1, the rehabilitation replacement project phase 5.
Two. Second?
Second.
By Director Stelzman, second by Director Lee. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Comments? Motion carries. 8.2, approval of updated internal controls policy and standard procedure.
Yes, so 8.2 to 8.4 have some relation with one another. Some are annual changes, some are include of different changes. Most of them have to deal with aligning the GM purchasing authority to within all the policies across the board. The investment policy, which is 8.3, is a standard annual update from PFMAM. So, but specifically for 8.2, it talks about changing, not changing, but updating the language from 50,000 to 100,000 purchasing policy allowance for the GM, which is already in motion. It just was never updated. And in addition, we did go to a new credit card structure for the managers, and that's been updated in here as well.
Questions? So the new credit card policy?
Yeah, we moved to a new credit card system with the new accounting system software. So we have a new credit card structure, and that's been detailed in this policy.
We need a motion to approve the updated internal controls policy and standard procedure.
I'd like to move this item.
We just include you forever as the mover of the motion. Moved by Director Lee, second by...
We move for all three at once, all three policies, or is it just at the time?
I can't do them until I read them into the record. We can do them separately if you like. You want to do all three? Yes.
Can we do separate motions?
We don't have to discuss them, but we do have to read them into the record. All right, so we have a motion and a second for item 8.2. The updated internal controls policy.
I'll second
the motion for 8.2.
Director Lee, second by Director Stelzman. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
You are the opposed? Say no. Other comments? Motion. There's a motion on the floor, and it's been moved and seconded and approved. It is unanimous. Well, unanimous for the four who are here. I said that all wrong. I'm sorry. Motion approved. Four ayes. Slice my neck. Sorry. Since I keep thinking basketball. Sorry, there's a game tonight. 8.3, approval of updated investment policy. I think we just discussed that, correct? Did we just discuss that?
Yes, that was the one with the PFMAM coordinated updates.
Thank you. Any questions about this item? I would entertain a motion.
I'll make a motion for approval of the updated investment policy. Director Duncan.
Thank you. Director Duncan.
Director Lee, second.
Thank you. I have a motion and a second for item 8.3. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. She gave me a thumbs up. All right. 8.4, approval of updated budget process procedures and amendments of policy and standard procedures. You have anything else to say about this? I would entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion for item 8.4, updated budget process and procedures and amendments policy and standard procedure.
Thank you. Director Duncan will second it.
Thank you, Director Stelzman and Director Duncan, for your second. There's a motion on the floor. It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say no. Motion carries. Thank you. You all did such a great job. I have to take Fred out behind the barn and teach him how to do this. All right, so we'll now move to item 9.
The Southern statement.
Well, it was a Southern statement.
Like barn.
Yeah. Oh, that's where you used to go talk to Grandpa when you did something wrong.
I'll talk to it. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we should stop there. Item 9, Director, Staff and Director comments. Mr. Dang.
First and foremost, I'd like to say Happy New Year to the board and the staff. Reminder, next Tuesday, we have a board workshop, and the topic is going to be the status of the line replacement program. So we'll provide a summary of all the phases, where it's at, where we are on the goal, how much we're on the budget side. And directly following that board workshop is our board holiday dinner. That will be over at an Italian restaurant in Hayward. So looking forward to that. Reminder, CASA is this month, at the end of the month, from the 24th to the 26th. And lastly, I do want to thank staff, Lily, and her team. Lily gets all the kudos every month. because of the nature of, you know, all the work, and also Barbara Ross for a fantastic rate study. So supporting work from Lily and her team. That's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you, Alex.
No comments from me.
Nothing, Lily. How about you, Lily? Thing from you.
Happy New Year, and looking forward to the year ahead.
Great. It's good to have you on board, Patricia. How about any of you folks on the screen? Country, Bill. You're just shaking your heads. No.
Happy New Year.
Oh, thank you, Bill. Okay, Director Stelzman.
Yeah, I really appreciated the wastewater rate study report from Bartle Wells. Finance is not my background, my forte, but I think they presented it in a way that was fairly easy to understand with the graphics, and it kind of gave me a better comfort level with the projected rate increases for the next 5 years. So I think we'll be in a really good position going forward. And happy New Year to everybody.
Dr. Duncan?
Hey, I just like to say, I know I always say it, I thank Jimmy for the initial analysis that we did on the rate study, and I did not include you, Liliana, and I know that you contribute quite a bit to it, so I just appreciate it, us getting that background before we had the Bartle and Wells presentation. So I just needed to say that. And Happy New Year to everyone. And look forward to the dinner.
Remind us again of your newest grandchild.
His name is Byron Mason. And he was born on December the 16th at 9:27. And he came in with a woo. And my daughter, a run for her money. So, as most newborns do. So, but thank you guys for bearing with me being on Zoom, and thank you.
Dr. Lee.
Well, I only echo the comments of my colleagues, and I'm also going to add more staff in this, because all the department heads have worked very well together with Lily, and without the whole teamwork, we wouldn't be where we're at. So, you know, kudos to all the department managers, and as well as the staff, and of course the leadership. And Happy New Year, everyone. And I just want to remind folks, we're still in Year of the Rabbit. We're going to be in Year of the Dragon on February 10th, Saturday.
Oh, Year of the Dragon. Yum.
Thank you, Sheila.
You're welcome. So I would certainly echo everything everyone has said. I think one of the smartest things this board ever did was create the work sessions. That was done some years back. But prior to that, there were no work sessions. And if it weren't for the work sessions, we wouldn't have been able to go through the detail that the staff put together, including you, on the rate study. So thank you for that. What else was I going to say? The other thing I was going to say is, it is the beginning of a new year, and it's interesting that we have a lot of new employees, and I'm really amazed at how comfortable they've all become merging into the existing staff and the board. It just seems very seamless. We're happy to have you. We miss the folks who have retired, but we know you'll be around for a long time. So thank you for being here. Happy New Year. Meeting adjourned.